fist bump diplomacy as defence chiefs from NATO countries, including the US and Germany, arrive at alliance headquarters to strengthen their stance on Russia and pore over the latest intelligence. And this is what they've been looking at. A Russian Defense Ministry video claiming to show a partial pullback of forces from near Ukraine. The Kremlin says combat equipment and troops were leaving the Crimean Peninsula seized from Kiev in 2014 and returning to base. But NATO Secretary General was quick to dismiss any talk of a de-escalation of tensions.
We have heard the signs from Moscow about readiness to continue diplomatic efforts. But so far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues the military build-up.
Strong words, too, from European Union chiefs in Strasbourg, urging Moscow to come to the negotiating table.
The choice today is between war and tragic sacrifices that would go along with it, or the courage of a political engagement, the courage of a diplomatic negotiation. Very clearly, the European Union chooses diplomacy and chooses negotiation. We will demonstrate this courage.
There was little sign of any Russian troop withdrawals in Belarus on Wednesday. This, another show of military muscle for the cameras. Joint exercises with Belarusian troops only deepening fears in neighbouring Ukraine that an invasion's imminent. On the land and in the air, NATO says Russia has reached full combat readiness. But there is a shred of hope. In recent days, Russia has signalled that it would be willing to join talks. That door remains open. Do too much and NATO runs the risk of being drawn into a long protracted standoff with Russia. Do too little and it runs the risk of a possible invasion in Ukraine, something that could destabilise the whole of Europe. Russia is creating a new normal, said Stoltenberg, by using force to contest the principle of sovereignty in Europe. The alliance, he said, must respond possibly with a new NATO battle group in Romania. The hope of an easy end to this standoff is fast fading. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Brussels.
Well, we have two correspondents covering developments this hour. In a moment, we'll go to our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett, in Washington. But first, to Natasha Butler, who's monitoring reaction from Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Natasha, as this NATO defense ministers was being held in Brussels today, Ukraine was holding a day of national unity, a so-called day of national unity, and the president has been speaking about it. Tell us more.
Yes, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, saying that Ukrainians are strong, that they are ready to defend themselves, that they are ready to fight. Fight, he says, whether it's February the 16th, 17th, 18th, April or September. Now, Zelensky was talking from the port city of Mariupol in the southeast of the country, very close to the front line where Ukrainian forces have been fighting Russian-backed separatists now for nearly 8 years. So it was a highly symbolic choice of location. And this is the day that Zelensky has called a day of unity in Ukraine. He called for this a couple of days ago. The idea is to try and rally some patriotism, to try and say, send a message to Moscow that Ukrainians are united, that they would fight if they were attacked. And he chose this date of February 16th, a significant date. It's not a date chosen by chance, but it's the day that some Western intelligence sources said that Russia could begin an invasion.
And so what has Ukraine been saying as far as Russia's claims that it's been withdrawing some of its troops, including from Crimea? What's their assessment of Russian troop movements?
Well, Zelensky also touched on that earlier in the day. He said, look, show us the proof, show us the evidence. He says he has not seen any evidence at all that Russia is drawing down any of its troops on Ukraine's border. And we know that is the same sentiment that we have heard from other Western allies, that they simply haven't seen the evidence. The foreign minister here in Ukraine has said, look, this seems very much along the lines of what we've seen before. before from Russia, that they say one thing, but they actually do another. However, the foreign minister did say that if there was to be any form of drawdown, then that would be certainly welcomed as a sign of de-escalation from Moscow. It would be seen as a sign that the diplomacy is perhaps working. In the meantime, I should say as well, the Ukrainian government has also commented on these huge cyber attacks that took place on Tuesday night here. Cyber attacks that the government said targeted two major state banks, the websites of the Defence Force and the Army. Huge attacks, they said, on a scale they'd not seen before, even though they didn't damage any infrastructure, just the web pages. Ukraine's president, again, Zelensky, said when it comes to those cyber attacks that the government here believes that foreign forces are behind those attacks. He is not pointing the finger at anyone in particular or naming them. But again, Western intelligence has said in the past that Russia could use cyber warfare against Ukraine.
Natasha, thank you for that update. Natasha Butler is our correspondent in Kiev there. Let's now go to our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett, in Washington, D.C. Kimberly, where do things stand as far as the White House is concerned?
Well, fresh warnings of potential cyber warfare in the United States as well from the FBI, the National Security Agency, warning particularly defense contractors to be wary of potential attacks, particularly when it comes to not only military plans, internal communications, and even the intentions in terms of strategy and so on. This is something that it has been put out as an alert in the last couple of hours. And in terms of those claims by Russia of a drawdown, the U.S. Secretary of State saying that the intelligence that has been seen by the United States indicates just the opposite. In fact, they report that they are seeing more bolstering of Russian forces along the border with Ukraine, not less. So to that end, given the fact that there is this belief that there is still a window of a potential for an imminent invasion, the U.S. President Joe Biden will be holding a consultation telephone call as they continue to coordinate closely with allies. That phone call will be with the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, and that will be taking place at 19:30 GMT. Why is this important? Because the German Chancellor was meeting in Moscow just 24 hours ago with Vladimir Putin. So in the effort to try and continue to try and de-escalate, something the U.S. President says is a primary goal, he is working with his allies at the same time preparing for any eventuality, including a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Kimberly, thank you for that. Kimberly Halkett, live at the White House.